Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the greatest hits, 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you, too, for joining me here on 92 Gold for the Community Matters program. And I'm really excited to be able to talk with you because you guys are part of this really exciting event that happens every August. And it's something big for Gary, New York. It's something big for Chautauqua County, really. And I'm excited that we're able to talk about this because we're talking about the 77th annual Gary Rodeo. Thank you, too, for joining me, Paul and Cindy. I wanted to start the conversation with talking about a little bit of the history of the rodeo. So, Paul, would you mind going through a little bit of the history that you have with the rodeo?
Well, the rodeo was a crazy idea in this part of the country, but in 1944, the newly formed Gary Fire Department was looking for a way to raise money. And it just so happened that a man named Jack Cox had moved into the area to work on building airplanes up at the Jamestown Airport for the war. He joined the fire department and suggested a rodeo. Everybody thought he was crazy, but they decided to try it. They had 7 acres of land. They borrowed little bleachers from schools. They rented lights. The rodeo came in that year for several years afterwards, by train into the middle of the little village, and they would shut down Route 60 and drive all the 100 head or more of horses and bulls and calves down the Route 60. It caught on. They had a big time that year. And so it kept going year after year. And here we are now, 77 years. It doesn't seem possible. I think this is my 62nd
really?
Year with the rodeo. But
wow.
Helping out, I do a hot dog stand and do the media. Anyway, it's a crazy thing. You don't see many professional rodeos west of east of the Mississippi. And we're the longest running one.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think is pretty amazing to think about, the idea of back in when they first started doing this, bringing all that cattle down Route 60, it'd almost be like a parade, you know what I mean? That would be something to see. I would love to see something like that nowadays, but how do they bring them in nowadays? Obviously, it's
semis.
Semis, oh,
they bring
okay.
Bring them in by semis. Our contractor comes from Lake Luzerne, New York, which is up toward the Adirondacks, northwest of New York City. And they will bring somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 120 bulls, horses, calves, steers. And they come in a couple of days before and put them out to pasture we have there. And a few cars around now where people working. But overnight, that turns into a little city. I mean, dozens upon dozens of trailers and horse trailers and campers. And if we do what we usually do, we'll have about 250 cowboys and cowgirls from all across the United States and Canada. Last year we had them from, I think, 33 different states, and there's about $50,000 in prize money put up there. So
that's
this
good
is
money.
Professional rodeo. So
yeah, that's really good money that people have an opportunity to win there. So, you know, that's one thing that I think is important to talk about with that, because like you said, it's a professional rodeo. When you bring in that kind of a prize, it's going to bring in really professional people to be competing for it, and it just makes for a better attraction for everyone to watch, right?
Well, they're required. Any of the competitors are required to be members of PRCA, and they have to meet certain requirements. They have to apply for a year permit, and they have to make so much money that first year on the circuits, and then they can apply for their permit PRCA, and they pay dues every year, which covers insurance and some other things. But the interesting thing about this, it doesn't happen with any other sport. They don't have contracts. Mm-hmm. Not only don't they have contracts, but they have to pay to enter.
Wow, that's really interesting.
So they may pay, for example, anywhere from $75 to $250 per event to enter. So, and they're traveling here, gas prices up the whole bit. And so if they don't win money, they move on and try to go to the next rodeo down the road. So.
Well, and you know, that's one thing that just is another great opportunity for the people that are watching, because it just shows that the people that are there competing are going to be trying even harder to make sure they get that money.
Yeah.
Because they're fighting for it now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like they weren't before, but you know what I mean? With the prices of everything else going up, it just makes that prize money that much sweeter.
Well, Cindy has been, who's here with me today, has been, we won't talk about how many years, but what do you remember, Cindy, about any of the earlier rodeos?
Bulls getting out before we had good fencing. Calves getting out, and all the kids would be chasing them. It's a family fun time. Every kid in Geary becomes a cowboy, mm-hmm. and they just come back year after year after year.
We talk about this. This is something that people do come back to year after year after year. Like, mm-hmm. I remember in my own childhood being there and seeing this stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, it really is something that is amazing that it continues, and it's something that people can still go to. And the thing is that I want to talk about with that is you guys are bringing in 8 whole different events for this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's a really large spectacle that, like, it's continued to grow over the years, which you kind of expect it to, but when it gets up to 8 events, that's really pretty big, especially for little Geary, New York, right?
Yeah, it makes for a good night's entertainment, because you have the same, if you turn on your television, you're watching professional rodeo, we have these same events, and some of these ones you see on TV do stop in Geary. We had a world champion 2 years ago who flew in for one night to bareback ride, flew back out west where he for the next night, but his time for that night, or his score for that night, won him the rodeo, just flying in for one night.
Wow, that is insane, you know, and that's something that you have an opportunity that you can see at the Geary Rodeo. Now, with that being said, one thing that we should mention is you have an opportunity to pre-purchase your tickets for this, and it's coming up. It's going to be August 3rd through the 6th this year, Wednesday through Saturday. What is the best opportunity for people to go to pre-buy their tickets?
Everybody knows that food prices are up, everything's up, and so we've tried to keep things at a minimum of an increase. And to do that, you can order ahead of time between now, they're on sale right now, pre-sale, between now and I think the opening.
31st.
The 31st of July. And that's you simply go www.garyrodeo.org and you can get pre-sale tickets and save some money for both the dinner and the show. And they're also on sale at Country Fair in Fredonia, New York, and Geary,
oh, wow.
as well as the Quickville, just north of Jamestown.
And there is a number to call also.
Oh, yeah, a number, they can call.
888-985-4847.
And it also keeps you from having to stand in line when you come to the rodeo. You can have your tickets already and go right in and get to preferred seating.
At this point, this barbecue dinner is legendary.
I mean,
people talk about it and people obsess about it all year round, and they wait for this to come. So would you mind going through a few details on it? I understand they've got some adult dinners and child dinner prices and, you know, a couple different things that mm-hmm. are going on.
Well, the dinner consists of our famous barbecue beef that is cooked outdoors over an open flame fire. And it's cooked for 8 hours with maple wood. And then they make the barbecue sauce, which is a secret. And they have the potatoes that everybody just wants, those potatoes. And it comes with that and corn and tossed salad and cottage cheese. You get a roll, you get ice cream, and you get a choice of chocolate milk, white milk, orange drink, and a coffee. So it's a very good value for what you get, and you get very good portions.
If you're looking to pre-sale these tickets and you go to the Geary Rodeo website, www.garyrodeo.org, you can actually get a ticket that has the dinner and show combined in it. So that way you're getting both, because obviously if you're going, you want to see the show. Mm-hmm. And if you're going, you're going to want to get the dinner. So mm-hmm. it's really a great opportunity there.
One advantage for the dinners, people look at the dinner price and say, well, maybe that's a little high. But don't forget, you don't have to pay a tip, you don't have to pay tax, and your drink and dessert are included. You can't get that anywhere else for that kind of a price.
when the pandemic was kind of hampering the ability for things to be able to happen like that, that was one thing that you guys did that I remember turned out really well. People were really interested in just getting those barbecue meals, even if they were, you know, not able to get in and see all the different activities. They could stop in and get the meal then, but you know, that just shows the dedication that people had for this stuff, and it really is amazing to see that it's going to be able to continue this year. And I'm excited that you guys are bringing 8 different attractions. Like, that's huge.
We also have the big screen to show replays and things,
wow.
Just so you can see it on the big screen too. That we did that.
It's like big football. I think this is 8x12 video screen, and they're able to see the replays of what's going on in the rodeo, and it also fills the time when they're getting ready, getting saddled up, and so forth in the shoots. You get to watch that instead of just open air, you know, when during the time. So it's this will be our second year having it, and it cost quite a little bit, but we had 2 sponsors who have split the money on that. And in that connection, anybody who is knowledgeable tech-wise, you come one night, we like for you to come all 4 nights if you can, but if you come one night and you want to watch the rodeo the next night, if you get on the Cowboy Channel Plus app, you can see the Gary Rodeo.
Oh, really? That is really cool.
It'll be on the Cowboy Channel Plus app.
That's one thing that is just another amazing thing that you guys are having with this, is the fact that, well, and not necessarily that you guys are having with it, but when you have a rodeo that has been around for 77 years annually like this, people are going to be coming to it and doing really cool things like that, and that's just a really amazing byproduct that people can check it out on you know, the website, online, they can watch it on television. And I think that that's really cool, that that's just another avenue for people to check out the Gary Rodeo. So one thing that I wanted to just go through for people that don't know, how do you get to the Gary Rodeo grounds? They're pretty easy to get to.
Well, you simply come out of Gary, headed north on Route 60, and we're just 5 miles out of Jamestown.
Perfect. So
just Route 60, and we're only 4 miles from the Route 86 exit 12. So you coming east or west on Route 60, you get off at exit 12 and head north. You're coming from down here, Warren area, of course, Route 60, right through Jamestown, and just easy to find.
Going to be a really great opportunity. And one thing that I did want to also mention with this is that it benefits the Gary Volunteer Fire Department, because important for you guys, you know, it's helpful.
Well, Cindy is one of our fire police and answers, I don't know how many calls a year, dozens and dozens of it. She's there out in the road directing traffic and answering emergency calls. And Cindy, you might comment on that.
Well, this is our only fundraiser that we have, and it supports us in enabling us to purchase new equipment. We always need new gear, and they're always updating, mandating that we have new gear, and so this is what we use our funds for.
If you weren't convinced yet, it's the fact that everything that comes out of this is going to be benefiting the work that you guys do with the Volunteer Fire Department. And so with that being said, I wanted to just mention the prices for the pre-sale. So if you are listening right now, and obviously, hopefully it's before July 31st, if you're hearing this, the adult senior combo show and dinner ticket is $28. The child combo show and dinner is $17. An adult show is $16 and a child show is $10. So it really is a great opportunity there for you guys to go out and just see a really great show. It's a really good opportunity for, I believe, like 5 through 8 p.m., right?
The dinner is 5 days.
5 to 8, yeah.
The show starts at 8 o'clock. Usually runs until 10:30, 11.
Okay.
And we do have specialty acts in between things, too. Paul can probably talk more. He's talked to the clown just recently.
Our clown is coming this year. Has an unbelievable story. He's 28 years old, and he's been performing in rodeo for 26 years. He started performing with his dad at rodeos across the country when he was 2 years old. Today, he's out on his own. He'll be our clown this year. He has a trick dog. He has a number of things. And for anybody who's not acquainted with the rodeo, there's bareback and saddle bronc riding, tie-down roping, team roping, steer wrestling. Cowgirls have their barrel racing and the breakaway roping. And of course, they always wind up with the very, very dangerous bull riding. So those are the events. And those are every night, the
really?
Same events every night. You'll often get different cowboys and cowgirls, but the same events, all the eight of them, are done every night.
Doing it multiple nights, Wednesday through Saturday, it shows that people can come out and see a different show every night, even though it's the same events.
Same events.
It's completely different people doing it, and everyone's got a different way of doing it.
And the animals are different. Once in a while, people talk about this being, cruel to animals. They take such good care of these animals, you can't believe it. In fact, our contractor has one bull that 2 years ago he paid $25,000 for. You're not going to mistreat a $25,000. And the BRCA has rules. They have a rule book that's over 200 pages as to how the animals are to be treated. And they can't use them two nights in a row. They work for 8 seconds and the second night. That's the reason they have to bring so many. They can't use them over and over. They get to rest. And
wow.
So for 8 seconds, that's a pretty good work schedule.
I would say so.
Then you get 48 hours in the pasture before you go again. So they take good care of them. We always have a vet. Mm-hmm. We're required to have a vet on duty. Another thing that even if you aren't interested in the dinner or the show, we have a midway. And Cindy, you want to say a little bit about the midway?
Well, first I'd like to say that on Thursday, we have our military and first responders night. And that gives you a $10 show ticket, but you must purchase that at the office. And you must have ID with you to show that you're a first responder or military. And then Saturday afternoon, we have a free kids rodeo. And that is for ages 3 to 8. It begins at 4, and you must register for that also. And the registration starts at 3. And we do different games with the children. We break them up into age groups. And then at the end, we award a belt buckle to the best dressed cowgirl and the best dressed cowboy.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. Yes. And that's a really great opportunity for the little kids to get involved with it just kind of experience it from a different angle than, just watching it from the stands. Yeah.
And they get a back tag, so they look like a real cowboy, and they get a bandana. And then Saturday is Stomping Out Cancer, and we encourage everyone to wear pink that day. We do have things going on out in the midway. There's pony rides, you can also just get a sandwich if you want a sandwich instead of a regular dinner.
Oh, really?
So we have sandwiches, the barbecue sandwiches. We have a French fry stand.
Cotton candy,
the Doughboy.
Oh, yeah. So we have a
full Western store comes in and sets up, so you can buy your cowboy boots and hats right there on the grounds. Sure, they come with a fully stocked store.
When you talk about this, it's something where you're making memories for the kids and stuff like that. And
yes.
I remember being a kid and being able to get one of those cowboy hats at that place. And I know that a lot more kids are excited to be able to do the same thing this year, and definitely I'm excited to be able to see it again this year. So
well, they end up every night with something that the kids love, and that is the cowboys and cowgirls, the clowns, meet at the outside the gate and sign autographs and meet the kids and have pictures taken. So they have a chance to be part of a real professional cowboy's life by having a picture taken with them, that sort of thing. So that's something
so cool.
That kids love to do. So don't run the minute the bull riding's over if you would like to get an autograph for.
The Western Beef Barbecue Dinner, the adult dinner tickets are $18. The children are $12. And like you guys mentioned, you guys get a ton of different food with the dinners. There's a ton of different things that come with it, and it really is delicious. You're not going to want to miss out on that. The regular tickets, they're still a really great deal. They're on sale right now. You can go to GaryRodeo.org to, be able to purchase those. And you can also call 888-985-4847, and you can stop into any of the in-person sites that we mentioned earlier if you'd like to get more details on that. So thank you, Cindy, and thank you, Paul, for taking the time to join me today to talk about this stuff. I'm really glad that we could highlight this.
Thank you. This is a great thing for the town. It's a great thing for Western New York, and you're seeing professional rodeo at its best. So come and support the fire department. Have a great night.
Lakeshore Community Services is doing it again, paying you great wages to work at Erie's best social service agency. Our new sign-on bonus is $2,700. That's right, $2,700. And only high school or GED required to qualify. Apply today and start at $15.60 an hour. Great pay, great job, making a difference. Find out more and apply at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And today, joining me on the Community Matters program are members of the Warren Public Library.
Susan Slater, the Children's Librarian.
Amanda Bido, Teen Services Specialist.
And Kelly Knapp, Executive Director.
I want to start with some of the different programs and activities that are going on and taking place across the summer right now. And I know some of the activities have passed already, but I want to go through and talk about some of the upcoming ones. And I'm very excited to go through those with you and talk about some of the really fun activities that have happened so far at the Warren Public Library this summer.
We've been doing weekly story times in person in the children's department, which is different from the last 2 years. And on Monday mornings at 10:30, I do Ocean Tales with the children. And it starts at 10:30 in the children's room. And at this point, we still have two of those left. One would be Monday, July 25th. The other would be Monday, August 1st. And we do stories and songs, and there's always a craft. And then I put out toys and the children participate in creative play. So, and that's great for socialization and learning, STEM learning with all the toys that we put out. And we also are participating in a snack program. It's called CHOP. And so we've been putting out snacks for the kids as well. And let's see, CHOP stands for the Child Hunger Outreach Partners. So that's been wonderful because we've been able to put out snacks and the kids really look forward to having snacks while they're here. So another weekly story time that we have Under the Sea with Miss Kelly, and that's my assistant. She's doing those on Wednesday mornings at 10:30. And mine are geared a little bit towards younger children, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Kelly aims hers at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And she's very creative. She comes up with all sorts of things. Like I know one day they were in front of the library doing chalk drawings. So in addition to her story, she comes up with some creative things for the kids to do. And she puts out a craft for the children to do as well. And she has two of those left yet, July 27th and August 3rd. She still has a few of those left to do. So basically we do our programs for 8 weeks during the summer. And we started the week after school was out, and that takes us, 8 weeks takes us into the first week of August. So that's pretty much when we end our programs. We also have a dolphin DIY workshop, which is like a teddy bear workshop where the kids, you know, stuff their own teddy bear. So, but this is with a dolphin in keeping with our theme. Our theme this summer is Oceans of Possibilities. So we've been doing all sorts of ocean-related programs. So that particular program will be on Saturday, August 6th. However, registration for that is mandatory because we can only accommodate so many. And with that particular program too, this is very rare, but for this one, we are asking for a $5 non-refundable payment whenever they register the kids. But we still have a few spots open for that. So, and that's our Dolphin Do-It-Yourself Workshop on August 6th. Also right now, what's going on, the children are turning in their reading logs. So the kids throughout the summer were signing up for the reading component of our summer reading program, which is where the kids sign up and they get a reading log and they keep track of books that they read or books that are read to them. That way, even infants could participate in this. You know, parents are reading books to them. But the they come in starting yesterday up through August 10th. They can come in with their reading logs and they get some prizes. So we have a variety of prizes that the children can get for their reading. So that's just to encourage them to read over the summer. So, and it just started yesterday with them turning in the reading logs, and we've had a number of children come in. They have smiles on their faces. You know, they're so happy and proud of themselves for the readings that they've done.
I understand that a petting zoo has came by already, and there's been a ton of fun things happening at the library.
Yes. So we had, it was on June 22nd, Mike Morton, he owns the Sundance Kids Farms, and he goes all over Warren. So a lot of people have probably seen him before. But he brought his animals to the library and we had him on the front lawn of the library. They were here for 2 hours. That was a wonderful day. The weather was nice. Families come by. We had preschools come by and bring their children. Some people didn't know it was happening, but they happened to drive by the library and it's like, oh, look at all those animals. Or even adults that are out walking around on their lunch break saw it and they'd stop and pet the goats or take a look at, you know, or pet the rabbits. He brought tortoises. Those were very popular. The kids were picking those up and putting them in the grass and that type of thing. He had hedgehogs. That was just a wonderful, wonderful day. And we'll definitely be doing more of those. Something we just had this past weekend, we had a Whales on Wheels paint party. The Toy Shop of Warren, they make wooden toys for nonprofit organizations. And they actually had made some toys that they gave to the library that we have out for the kids to play with that they paint. And these are wonderful toys. But they had said they would make some things for programs. So knowing that our theme was an ocean theme, they made whales on wheels. And these are a nice size wooden whale, but they did not paint them. That way the children could paint them. So this was something that, again, we did outside because of the paint. And we did that this past Saturday. Again, we were blessed with wonderful weather. And boy, a lot of people, this, you did not have to register for this. And people were just showing up and it was wonderful. We had to put out more tables, more chairs, but we had plenty of paint and you know, we had enough whales, and they had also made some boats for us. So actually towards the end, when we ran out of the wooden whales, we had some wooden boats that some of the children ended up painting. And with the sun being out, that helped their what they painted dry quickly, you know, so they were able to take all their creations home with them. And just something else I'd like to point out that we did this summer, we had a story walk. And that is in collaboration with some of the local businesses. We had 13 businesses along Liberty Street and 2nd Avenue that agreed to participate. So basically they hung pictures from a book that I had chosen in their window and people could walk along starting at Gons Drug Store and they would walk along and read the story in progression. And it ended up at Crohn's Medical and Gift Supplies. So we just had so many positive comments from, again, preschools and families that participated in this.
We have a program coming up next Monday at July 25th at 3 p.m. in our front lawn. And what we're doing is called Play Like a Viking. And I am going to teach teens ages 12 through 18 how to play an ancient Viking game and how to make their own game board, which is really exciting. I have all the supplies to make it. The board game, if you love chess or any kind of strategy game, it's a really fun new one that is easy to learn and easy to make. So I'm really excited about that program coming up. We also have some teen reference sessions that we've been doing this summer, where I have paired up with the reference department to put together some local history, lore, and presentations for teens to check out. We will be recording these and putting them up on our website, Kinzu Dam History, History of Our Waterways, History of the Expedition of Warren, and so many fun things. We also have our summer reading component this summer, and we have had many teens sign up. It has been wonderful. They have been excited that they have a reading program this summer and many other events that they can attend. But we already have logged in 7,000 minutes of reading, and we're not done yet. So wow. I've been very happy with them and their reading, and they've enjoyed the prizes that they have gotten for their reading accomplishment. We also are running a reading challenge. Currently, it is a read together tic-tac-toe, and it is a normal tic-tac-toe board, game board, that has different activities like to encourage us to read together, or even read to your pet, or read to a plant, read to an everyday hero, read to someone you love. All that a person has to do is either they can come in to grab a game board here at the library, or they can go on our website and download the game board from there. And once they have completed a tic-tac-toe, either horizontally or vertically or diagonally, they bring it back in for a prize with Teen and Adult Services for completing it. So we're really excited about running that reading challenge to finish up our summer reading.
What is the website that people can go to be able to see some of this stuff?
Warrenlibrary.org.
we have had a great turnout for our reading component for adult services. I'm blown away by our participants, and I counted in hours, unlike Amanda, who did minutes, but we have had over 700 hours turned in, which I am thrilled with. So thank you for everyone who was reading and turning in their minutes. Speaking of which, if you have extra minutes, make sure you get them turned in because prizes are going fast. Up to come for programs, we have two upcoming programs. The first one is a virtual team building exercise where we will break you out into teams and see if you can survive a shipwreck. So use your team building skills to determine which items are the most important to survive and see how you did compared to how the Navy thinks these items rank. And then we also have a Here Be Monsters take-home kit where you can make a old world style monster map, and you can either do this as a group or do it as one person, but either way I'm excited to see some of the monster maps we get back. Coming up, we have one final big book display that's going to return some favorites like our pirates and our monster displays, and so all those featured books are going to be on the second floor. So if you need any inspiration to get your final minutes in, go check that out and see if there's a book that you like. And yeah, that's what we got going on for adults. And we've had a couple great programs that were really fun. We made DIY all-purpose cleaners, and we made pearl keychains with teen services. Also in the fall, keep your ears out because teens and adult services have collaborated with NPRC College to do a Life Beyond High School 6 program series. We're focusing on career and academic skill building. This includes, but is not limited to, interview practice, resume building, and teamwork and personality challenges. It's open to ages 15 to 105 in whatever stage of life you're at. If you are older and looking for a new job, want to get a refresher on these things, if you're just coming out of high school, if you're in high school, or you just want something to do, come see us and learn all these cool skills that we have put in months of prep to bring to you guys. So
awesome. Well, hey, thank you all for joining me for this. I really appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.